M33 recording length 23 minutes and 30 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 33 Spiral Galaxy M33, and GC598, Type SC, in Triangle M Galaxy M33.jpg, right ascension 01, 33.9, H colon M, declination plus 30, 39, Deg colon M, distance 3000, Cli, visual brightness 5.7, Mag, apparent dimension 73x45, Arc Min, probably discovered by Hondrenu before 1654, independently discovered by Charles Messier 1764, the Triangle M Galaxy Messier 33, Million 33, and GC598, is another prominent member of the local group of galaxies. This galaxy is small compared to its big apparent neighbor, the Andromeda Galaxy M31, and to our Milky Way galaxy. But by this more of average size for spiral galaxies in the universe, one of the small local group member galaxies, LGS3, is possibly a satellite of M33, which itself may be a remote but gravitationally bound companion of the Andromeda Galaxy M31. M33 is approaching us, our solar system, at 182 km/s according to our Brent Tully, or at 179 + 3 km/s according to Ned corrected for our motion around the Milky Way's galactic center. It is approaching our galaxy at 24 km/sec. M33 was probably first found by Hondrenu before 1654, perhaps together with Open Cluster and GC752. It was independently rediscovered by Charles Messier, and catalogued by him on August 25, 1764. Nevertheless, William Herschel, who otherwise carefully avoided to number Messier's objects in his survey, assigned it the number HV.17, on the ground of an observation dated September 11, 1784, also because of the cataloging of Herschel, the brightest and largest He region, diffuse emission nebula containing ionized hydrogen, has obtained a NGC number of its own, NGC 604, William Herschel's HIII.150. It is situated in the northeastern part of the galaxy, apparently the bright knot near the top of our image. This is one of the largest HIII regions known at all. It has a diameter of nearly 1,500 light-years, and a spectrum similar to the Orion Nebula M42 HEM, University of Illinois, and Jeff J. Hester, Arizona State University, have taken a photograph of NGC 604 with the Hubble Space Telescope, resolving over 200 young hot massive stars, of 15 to 60 solar masses, which have recently formed here. M33 was among the first spiral nebulae, identified as such by William Parsons, the third Earl of Ross. See his drawing. It was also among the first nebulae, identified as galaxies, in which Seth Heat variable stars were found. Edwin Hubble published a fundamental study in 1926, Hubble 1926. Several other knots in the spiral arms of M33 have been assigned their own NGC catalog numbers, NGCs 588, 592, 595, and NGC 603. The latter is listed as non-existent in the RNGC though, although they mention it was listed by Swicky, as well as ICS 131, 132, 133, 134, 135, 136, 137, 139, 40, 142, and 143, NGC 2000.0 lists Ike 134 and 139 to 40 as stellar, while the Webb Society Deep Sky Observer's Handbook, Volume 4 Galaxies, shows Ike 139 to 40 on the chart on P215, which is credited to Ronald J. Budo of McDonald Observatory, University of Texas. Some of them are identified in our map also. Kenneth Glenn Jones notes that they should be visible in 12.5-inch telescopes. The giant emission nebula NGC 595 was investigated by William H. Waller with the HST, EG Astronomy, June 1995, p. 16-18. With Hubble he resolved the hot massive stars that excite that nebula's gas to shine. Our image. which was obtained by David Mullen from photographic plates made with the Isaac Newton telescope on La Palma, shows many of these objects in the spiral arms of this beautiful SC spiral, NGC 604. For example, is the prominent red patch near the left edge in the upper half of our photo. Interested readers can obtain more detailed information on this image. By different processing, David Mullen has enhanced various features in alternative images from this INT photo of M33. The results of the Hipparcos satellite have led to a revision of the cosmic distance scale, therefore also of our distance to M33. The current value is about 3.0 million light-years. Most sources give a distance of 2.3 to 2.4 million light-years, but the Sky Catalog 2000.0 has more than 2.9 million light-years, 900 kpc, which by chance may be closer after the new SECTEED distance recalibration. Due to 1997 Hipparcos satellite results, investigations of CEFWAS in M33 of 1991, Friedman et.al., 1991, have revealed that M33 is at a slightly greater distance from us than the Andromeda Galaxy M31 with our distance values. The distance of M33 from M31 is about 750,000 light-years. Assuming the former value, its angular dimension of 73 arc minutes in major axis, about 2.5 times the Moon's diameter, corresponds to about 50,000 light-years, half the diameter of the Milky Way. However, the faintest outliers seem to reach more far out, so that the true diameter may be at least 60,000 light-years. The mass of the Triangle M galaxy has been estimated between 10 and 40 billion solar masses. The Triangle M galaxy M33 is of type SC, and even a late representative of that type, so that Tully classifies it as SCD. In the nearby galaxies catalog, the pronounced arms exhibit numerous reddish-y regions, including NGC 604, as well as bluish clouds of young stars. Biot has also discovered population I stars, and globular clusters have been found, although no supernovae have yet been detected in the Triangle M galaxy. Several supernova remnants have, and were cartographed by radio astronomers with high accuracy. At least 112 variables have been discovered in M33, including 4 novae and about 25 cephids. A strong X-ray source is also situated in this galaxy. For the observer, this galaxy can be glanced with the naked eye under exceptionally good conditions. For most people, it is the most distant object visible to the naked eye. There are rare reports that some eagle-eyed stargazers managed to see M81 under exceptional conditions, but this is exceptional with all respects. It is outstanding in good binoculars, but as its considerable total brightness is distributed quite evenly over an area of nearly 4 times that covered by the full moon, its surface brightness is extremely low. Therefore, it is difficult to impossible to view this galaxy in telescopes which do not allow low magnification. Lowest is best for this object. The best view of M33 the present author had was with a 6-inch refractor at magnification 25. M33 is also a most rewarding target for the astrophotographer, who can track down its spiral arms and brighter nebulae with considerably inexpensive equipment. More ambitious observers with large telescopes, greater than 40 centimeters aperture, may try to track down some of M33's globular clusters. Rich Jekyll has tracked down 5 globular clusters in M33 with the 50cm telescope. Messier 33 observations and descriptions probably discovered by Hondrenu before 1654, independently discovered by Charles Messier on August 25, 1764. Messier, M33, August 25, 1764 33 1840 m 37s 20 d 09 17 plus 29 D32, 25, nebula discovered between the head of the northern fish of Pisces, and the Great Triangle, a bit distant from a star of 6th magnitude. The nebula is of a whitish light of almost even density of brightness, however a little brighter along 2/3 of its diameter, and contains no star. One sees it with difficulty with an ordinary telescope of 1 foot Florida. Its position was determined from Alpha Trianguli. Seen again September 27, 1780, Diom, 15, Mambacad for 1771, p. 448, first Messier catalog, in the night of August 25 to 26, 1764, I have discovered a nebula between the head of the northern fish of Pisces, and the large triangle Triangulum, a bit distant from a star we had not been known, of sixth magnitude, of which I have determined the position. The right ascension of that star was 22°7′13″, and its declination 29°54′10″, north. Near that star, there is another one which is the first of Triangulum, described by the letter B. Flamsteed described it in his catalogue, of sixth magnitude. It is less beautiful than that of which I have given the position, and one should set it to the rank of the stars of the eighth class magnitude. The nebula is a whitish light of 15 minutes in diameter, of an almost even density, despite a bit more luminous at 2/3 of its diameter. It doesn't contain any star. One sees it with difficulty with an ordinary non-achromatic refractor of 1 foot Florida. I have compared it to the star Alpha Trianguli, and with that of which I have reported the position, I have found the right ascension of that nebula at 20°9′17″, and its declination of 29°32′25″, north, P457, 1764.August.25, Ra, 29.17, December, 29.32.25.B, Diam, 0.15, a nebula without stars, between the head of the northern fish of Pisces, and the Great Triangle. It has little distance from a new star of sixth magnitude and the star B Trianguli, according to Flamsteed, Bode, Bode 5, a small dim nebula. On August 18, 1775, I found between Alpha in the Large Triangle, Tri, and Mirage at the belt of Andromeda a faintly illuminated nebula in an unordered shape. It is actually situated west in about 2/3 of the distance of the star D from Alpha, at the first, somewhat north of the line through Alpha and D. The 12th figure shows its approximate position relative to small stars, which appeared first in the 7-foot telescope, Bode, 1782, from Vorstellung der Gestirn auf XXIV Kupferfeld, Introduction to the Stars on 34 Copper Plates, 1782. Here plate XXX, P38, Fig 6, the nebula near D in Triangulum, number 18, with the nearest stars to it visible in telescopes, after Inspector Kurler in Dresden. According to Mr. Messier, it has a diameter of 15 minutes. The nebula appears somewhat more vivid within 2/3 of its diameter, but there are no individual stars recognizable within it. William Herschel, HV.17. HV.17, September 11, 1784, M. Milky, nebulosity, not less than a half deg broad, perhaps 3/4 degree long, but not determined, PT 1800 P 7879, reprinted in, Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P 48, August 24, 1783, I viewed the nebula north preceding Flamsteed's 1 Trianguli, discovered by Mr. Messier, in 1764-33=NGC 598.7 feet reflector, power 57. There is a suspicion that the nebula consists of exceedingly small stars. With this low power it has a nebulous appearance, and it vanishes when I pass on the higher magnifying powers of 278 and 460. October 28, 1794, I viewed the same nebula with a 7. Feet reflector. It is large, but very faint, with 120. It seems to be composed of stars, and I think I see several of them, but it will bear no magnifying power. PT 1818, P 442-443, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P 598, the 33rd of the Connaissance, M33=NGC 598.1799, 10 feet finder. It is visible as a faint nebula, 1783-1794, 7 feet telescope, with 75. It has a nebulous appearance. It will not bear 278 and 460, but with 120 it seems to be composed of stars, 1799-1810, 10 feet telescope. The brightest part is resolvable. Some of the stars are visible. 1805, 1810, large 10 feet telescope. The condensation of the stars is very gradually towards the middle. But with the four powers 71, 108, 171, and 220, some nebulosity remains. The stars of the cluster are the smallest points imaginable. The diameter is nearly 18 minutes. The profundity of this cluster, by the observation of the 10-inch telescope, must be of the 344th order. Unpublished Observations of Messier's Nebulae and Clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 653, see above pp. 48 and 598. Two observations are recorded as being of V.17, the outlying parts of the Great Nebula. They were made September 11 and 12, 1784, and described in Volume I, SP1, pp. 255-256. John Herschel, 1833, H131. H131 equals HV.17 equals M33. Sweep 177, September 15, 1828. Ra 1H 24 meters 15.6 as NPD 60D 13 meters 9s 1830.0. Right ascension and north polar distance, enormously L, VGBM the NUCL taken, has asterisk 12 meters, NF the NUCL, the diffused neb extends 15, S and as much nearly to N, it has irregularities of light, and even feeble subordinate nuclei in many small stars. Probably V.17 is part of the diff neb of M33, enormously large, very gradually brighter toward the middle, the nucleus taken. Has a star of 12 meters, north following NU, of the nucleus. The diffused nebula extends 15, south and as much nearly to the north. It has irregularities of light, and even feeble subordinate nuclei in many small stars. Probably HV.17 is part of the diffused nebula of M33. Smythe, LVII 57, M33, LVII 33 million triangli, R1H 24 meters 51s. Dec N29D 51.3 mean epoch of observation, 1838.74 September 1838, a large and distinct, but faint pale white nebula, in the precincts of Triangulum, between it and the northern fish of Pisces, with a bright star a little NP north preceding, NW, and five others following eastward, at the same distance, between which and the object, there is an indistinct gleam of mere nebulous matter. It was discovered by Messier in 1764, and to W. H. William Herschel, had a mottled aspect under his 7-foot reflector, in 1783. But afterwards applying a larger telescope, he resolved it into stars, the smallest points imaginable, actually an illusion, HF, by a method of turning the space-penetrating power of his instrument into a gradually decreasing series of gauging powers. He considered the profundity of this cluster NMUSTB of the 344th order, i.e., 344 times the distance of Sirius from the Earth. It is number 131 of H. John Herschel close square brackets catalog of 1833, and the above place is obtained by differentiating with Alpha Trianguli, from which it is about 4 deg, and just north a line run from that star to Delta Andromedae, Lord Rossville, Trans 1850. p. 499-514, drawing on plate XXXVI, Fig. 5, plate XXXVI, Fig. 5, H131. This figure represents the central portion of a very large nebula. The nebula itself has not been sufficiently examined, but as yet no other portion appears to have a spiral, or indeed any regular arrangement. The sketch is not very accurate, but represents sufficiently well the character of the central portion. September 6, 1849, a spiral, September 16, 1849, new spiral, alpha the brighter branch, gamma faint, delta short but pretty bright, beta pretty distinct, epsilon but suspected, the whole involved in a faint nebula, which probably extends past several nuts we arc lie about it in different directions. Faint nebula seems to extend very far following. Drawing taken, September 10. 1849, an attempt at a drawing taken, fog, October, 1849, the whole nebula in flocculi, John Herschel, General Catalog, GC 352, GC352 equals H131 equals HB.17 equals M33. RA1H 25 meters 56.3s. NPD60D3. 50.1. 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. AB. L. R. VRI. VGBMN. RR14 observations by William and John Herschel. Remarkable. Extremely bright. Extremely large. Round. Very rich. Very gradually brighter toward the middle where there is a nucleus. Partly resolved. Some stars visible. Actually, these are either foreground stars or clusters/star clouds. Remark. Figures in PD50 Lorne Ross 1850. Plate XXXVI. Fig 5. PT61 Lorne Ross 1861. Plate XXVI. Fig 10. Dreyer. NGC598. NGC598 equals GC352 equals H131 equals HV.17. M33. RA1H 25 meters 58s. NPD60D3.8. 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. EB. L. R. VGBMN. Equals M33. Remarkable. Extremely bright. Extremely large. Round. Very gradually brighter toward the middle where there is a nucleus. Remark. Figures in PD50 Lorne Ross 1850. Plate XXXVI. Fig 5. PT61 Lorne Ross 1861. Plate XXVI. Fig 10. Lick VIII photographs of nebulae and clusters. Made with the Crossley reflector. By James Edward Keeler. Director of the Lick Observatory. 1898-1900. Publications of the Lick Observatory. Volume VIII. 1908. Plate 3. The Spiral Nebula M33 Triangli. P30. And GC598. RA equals 1:28:12. DEC equals plus 30. 8.6. 1900.0. 1033 P45. Number 3. And GC598. 1899 September 12th, EXP3H 30 meters, ENL 2.1, top W, M33. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lick Obs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC598, RA equals 1:28.2, DEC equals plus 30. 9. PUBL, Lick Obs, Volume VIII, Plate 3, a close rival to the nebula of Andromeda is the most beautiful spiral known. With its faintest extensions it covers an area at least 55x40, Messier 33 triangli, NGCs, 588, 592, 595, and 603 are simply brighter portions of NGC, 598. It is uncertain whether there is an actual stellar nucleus, a multitude of stellar condensations in the whorls, the spiral which furnishes the best known example of resolution, into stars. 7SN. Content Karasiev Seds. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space. Accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.